Well, hey everybody, it's Chuck. Welcome back, YouTube. This is gonna be a quick video today. I say that every time, I know that, and then something happens in the apiary and we don't expect it. A couple things in the B lab I'm working on. I tell you what, you get in the B lab and you start doing something, and next thing you know, your mind goes crazy and you come up with a different idea or wanna try something new. Two things I'm working on. First thing I'm working on is, what do you think about this nuke? This may be overkill. This may be Chuck over-engineering a problem that doesn't need solving. You know when you make nukes or boxes with the 3/4 inch, just like your deep hive boxes or your supers or even your nukes, you know, those finger joints, box joints is what they're called by carpentry, are kind of complex to do in a DIY scenario. I've tried it, I can do it, but it definitely takes a lot of time. And once you get your rig set up, you kind of need to do a lot of them. But it doesn't lend itself to making one nuke today, you know, or building one quickly because I got a swarm coming, you know, out of a box tomorrow. So not that that's a problem I can't overcome and using butt joints or other types of joints. I decided to pull out my 3D printer again, and I saw something at the expo, and I did check. This is not for sale yet. I couldn't find it anywhere on the site, and I didn't see a patent on it. But I did see it at the expo. This is not an original thought. It's about 3D printing brackets to hold your box together. And these are just 3D printed plastic parts here with screws that go in, and essentially it eliminates the joint. So you could argue it uses, you know, about an inch and a half less board feet on each cut, right? Because you don't have the finger joints going in. And you just do straight table saw cuts. You do need to do some sort of kind of a rabbit cut here on 3/4 inch stock, but if it was something thinner or if you're using that old D-Coats method that uses the handle on the outside as your shelf, you wouldn't need to do this. But I 3D printed four of them up, and I said, you know, they may be kind of janky and kind of weak. And I'll say that when you put the four together, there is a little bit of play in there that's a looser than a true box joint is when it's, you know, in there and nailed. But once you put the bottom on, it is rock solid again. I don't know how long this will last. You know, these plastic things may break. But I figured, you know, I could have these plastic things pre-printed, and then I could zip a nuke on my table saw and snap it together with some screws that could be as good as a finger joint box. So that's where my mind went. When I saw that idea, I'm like, you know, that could be a nice sideline or hobbyist idea. I don't think they're on sale anywhere on the internet yet. I've worked on a prototype. There's two or three different designs. I think I've come up with the one. Now it's down to the material that's perfectly. This is printed in PETG. Printing in ASA or ABS would probably be better because it's a little bit more resilient and a little bit better UV. But when they're painted, I'm not sure what the best material is yet, is to my point. And then, but look, you put a lid on it and it's a full-on nuke. It looks a little bit different with these joints that are supports. But anyway, I'm working on that. Just so you guys know, it's kind of fun in the project. Now, that hive, we're going to go to the apiary here in a minute. We're going to go out to that failed demo ray I had. A lot of drama on that hive. I ended up having to requeen it again because the queen they made wasn't laying or didn't lay or didn't come back, and they were queenless. So I put up one of my blue queens in there that I raised, and I was like, that's it. I have to get this queen introduced. It's getting too late. It already is a little bit too late in that sense because the flow has started here. My hive weights are going up slightly now. They're not ramping up, but they're going up. So they are accumulating weight here in Zone 9B in Jacksonville faster than they're eating it. And this old push-in cage, and this is a number 8 hardware cloth that's cut and bent in, is the tried and true fail-proof method for queen introduction. You put this over a set of hatching brood with no bees underneath it. You lift this little door after you've pushed it in and try to get the queen in there. Then you close this little door and you got to push this all the way in down to the foundation so that they can't burrow under it. And now she's protected in a large area where bees will hatch out and tend to her because they're their mother. They just hatched. And then there will be open cells that she can begin to hatch in. And you can leave a queen in an introduction cage like this for days, even weeks, if you're not worried about laying. So this was my inspiration for this. I've seen some prototypes and ideas about this out on the internet too. So this is my original design. I designed this from scratch with some improvements. But the major improvement I did was when you're pushing this into comb all the way down the foundation, this going in was the weak point. It kind of been around, going through pollen, bee bread is a little bit harder. Sometimes it doesn't go in well. So this needed to be rigid. And this little door flap was another problem because once it's pushed in, look, this just broke off. So that's a problem. Anyway, I'm not going to be using this anymore because I'm going to try this. And what this is just a square. And believe it or not, I printed it in transparent PETG. Now, it's not truly transparent, but it's see-through-ish. But the cool thing is I put a little wedge on here. So pushing this in should go in easily because it's pointed on this edge here. And this is my pride and joy. I've got a tiny little threaded handle with a hole in it right there, and I put the queen in after it's pushed in, and then I just twist this on, and that's on there. Now granted, you're probably gonna lose that if you drop it, so maybe I need some sort of tether. But this is another idea I'm gonna try today. I don't have a queen to introduce and show you today. I do have the queen I'm gonna check on that's under this, and I kinda might show you how this would work. Anyway, those are my two ideas that I'm working on in the bee lab. I am grabbing a couple queens, and when I sell them to neighbors that need them, I put the queen candy in here. I always put the tape on so they can choose a slow release or a long release, and I got to capture two queens for him today. In any case, happy beekeeping, and stick with me. Let's get in the apiary. Hey, YouTube. All right, we're out in the apiary. This was our demaray. It failed way back on February. Well, let's see, I started on the 23rd, so it failed in early February. Tried to requeen, no eggs, saw a queen. I have on here, I injured the queen, that's right. This queen was injured in a hive disassembly. She was walking around, but she had something wrong with her abdomen. So could have rolled her, could have been part of a shake, meaning like me, kind of going through the hive as I was recombining this. In any case, I found her. And her abdomen, it's like one of the sections was detached and I could see a little bit inside of her, which isn't good. So I got the bees buzzing already. Let me get my smoker. So we're gonna take this one apart. I'm gonna suit up just cause the bees are flying. It's spring, the flow's going on. And let's do this queen cage and double check that she's in there. All right, let's go. So back to the nectar flow. I've got a super on every single hive. And this is where, on these demarais, I've got to kind of get used to how many supers I need to add. I've got two on one of them over there. And you can see, yeah, look at this. This is a failed demaray, and I've got nothing up here. So this is just an example of Chuck learning. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple bees. They're going through the excluder, but there's just not enough bees in here. They stopped their production of queens, of babies, and that's just the way it played out. So live and learn. I mean, but under the excluder, you can see it's a fine single, but God, remember, this was supposed to be the monster hive. So disappointing. Okay. Temperament is good. Man, I'm opening them up and they're not even budging. That's good. I'm going to go get a different hive tool. I mean, normally when you open up a hive, you can see temperament right away, if they're queenless. They just kind of boil out a little bit. This is a queen right behavior. I think I put the cage on here. She's gonna be in the cage, so there's no reason to look for eggs elsewhere. So let's just make some room. Move like a ninja, Chuck. Yeah, she wants to sting me. She didn't get me. Move like a ninja. Move slowly. Yeah, these are gonna be old bees, right? I mean, there's just not been a lot of young mate in here in a while because of all this failed queen drama I created. My other demarays I think are going good. I'm not going in there until the remove queen cell date of the 31st on the second one. So I'm just gonna let it live. Nope, this isn't the one with the queen cage. It must've been this one right here. God, I hope my queen cage is still on there. Yeah, it's on there. Okay. So this is exactly what it should look like. So I've got the cage on here and you see those little holes, and if there's bees under there, they're under there because they have hatched since I put the cage on there. So they only know, golly, look at this. There's a little bee here trying to get outside the door. Do I see my queen in there? I'm just saying this could be that door. Remember I told you about the door?
Oh, man, there's a crack in the door. I don't see the queen yet. Good Lord, Chuck. All right, so let's do this together. There's a couple failed and little larva hatching in there. But see how they've eaten it away? No, the queen is not under there. That darn door was cracked, or they cracked it. And so now we gotta find the queen. They're acting queen right, so I'm not super duper worried. So that is an example of why this improved design I'm talking about should work, right? I don't want a door that they can open, right? So this is gonna kinda come on here like this, and you will push this cage in. And I'm just gonna push this cage in as an example to show you. And with the rigidity of this plastic, you should go into that brood much better. Yeah, it's going in. I mean, obviously you gotta be careful, and I'm trying not to shake the bees. And you can push all the way down to the edge. I think that's gonna work. And you can kinda see it's clear. It's better than black or orange or something crazy color. And then you can open this little door. Do I have it too tight? Maybe I need to kind of leverage it with a little tool. Just a little snug. So that little piece will come off, and let's just take a worker bee. So say I took a worker bee, and it was a queen, and you just place her in there, and you get your little cap, and you will just screw this on without losing it, and then that'll be your queen introduction cage. Okay, so where is the queen? I know I put her in there. I'm guessing it was that door. I'm just double checking. She's not on here anywhere. She's not. You see how they chew around it? This is why you have to get all the way down to the foundation, because if you don't use that introduction cage all the way down to the foundation, they can get under it. It does not look like they went under it here. I think my flaw, I'm so flawed, was that door either got cracked open or it got opened when I pushed the frame back in, which is probably what happened. When you push the frame back in, just a bee or something caught it. Okay, so now, this has been 3 days, so evidence of eggs is good enough. Love to see the queen, make sure they accept her, because if she came out that day, they might not have accepted her. They're acting queen right. Hopefully you guys can see. I had a comment that you guys want some closer up video or pictures, so I'm gonna try to keep the camera in a good overall zoom range, and when I see something, I'm gonna bring the frame up closer to the camera. Hopefully that'll be what you guys are looking for when you wanna see things on the frame. Keep the light good. Larva. Might be eggs in there. Nice dark frame, it's easy to see eggs if they are. There's definitely larva in there, and because there's larva and a little bit of jelly with no queen cells, I'm feeling better that she's in here. I need to kind of clean up. Some of these old frames get this propolis buildup, and when you pull propolis off a frame, you really kind of got to hold it in just the right way to not jostle the bees, right? Because scraping can be a pretty violent maneuver. So that's how I do. I try to, everybody's got their own technique, but propolis is obviously an important part of the hive, but if it makes the beekeeper's job getting in and out without hurting the queen more important, then you got to clean it up, right? So leave it where it doesn't get in the way, but if it gets in the way, you got to remove it. Otherwise, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be forcing frames into hives, and that's when you roll queens accidentally. And plenty of bees. If she starts laying, they're gonna be just fine. They just may not produce as much honey. Ah, I see eggs. I don't know that you're gonna be able to see that, but there is such good light right here. I see fresh eggs, and because she's been in that cage 3 days, I mean 4 days would be guaranteed, but 3 days, more than likely she's in here, which is great news. So I'm feeling better. I'd love to see her though. But now that I've seen eggs, and I've also seen some larva. I mean, I was thinking I was going to be releasing her today, which means she was just going to start laying. So if they accepted her, I may have gotten away with a release and a few days of egg laying. All right, so maybe she's on the other side of the hive. Let's keep going. See what I mean? I told you guys I was just gonna check and talk about that cage, and here we are doing a full hive inspection because of a failed, really, those cages. Have any of you guys ever used those wire cages and had what just happened to me happen to you? They got under the frame or they did something to get out of it and it didn't work like you thought. God, I really hope I see her in here. Otherwise, this is gonna be like the second failed adult larva for sure. Who knows? You watch. I'm gonna find like a virgin in here that was here. Who knows? This story can end so many different ways. If I'd have told you at the beginning of the video we were gonna have drama, I wouldn't have known what it'd have been. I don't see much in there. There may be a little bit of jelly in the bottom. If there is, not much. Pollen, bottom. This looks, feels like it's the edge of the brood nest. All right, mama, where are you? My daughter's getting married tomorrow. Rehearsal dinner's today, rehearsal. So those of you that be keeping track of that, knowing I've got a busy weekend, know that this is probably gonna be the time in the apiary I get today. I don't know if I'm gonna have any tomorrow. We're starting getting out towards food frames. Starting to worry I missed her. God, if I hadn't seen those eggs, I'd have think it had been a failed form. Acceptance already, but I'm gonna find either a virgin or a new mated unmarked or that blue marked queen in here. Yeah, as we get out to the end, I'm getting more drones, more food, no eggs. This, she shouldn't be out here unless she's running from me. See how this propolis up here on the edge frame, you get a lot of it like that. Hold the frame so you don't jostle it so that, you know, you don't get a lot more violence. This is part of moving like a ninja. You gotta kind of have a technique where you can get the leverage to scrape without shaking them off the frame. Okay, well, had a queen excluder, so she couldn't have been up top. I'm gonna go through one more time, looking a little closer for more eggs, and just leave them alone if I go through and don't see her. This is another, can you see this? This looks like a queen cell that was broken down. The fact I don't see any queen cells in here, and I'm seeing young larvae, means they are queen right. They may be queen right with a queen that's unmarked and I'm not seeing. They may be queen right with my blue queen that I introduced. First sting, squished her though. That wasn't your fault, Missy. It's my fault. Sometimes they get a little bit of alarm pheromone on you and you gotta kind of smoke that down a little bit if they do sting you, even if it's accidental. There's a little cell here that those of you with a keen eye might have noticed, but it's just a cup. There's nothing in it, so they're not making a queen cell there. Blowing to get them off. Carbon dioxide, I think, is what makes them kind of fly away. Looking for eggs on this frame. I don't see any eggs on this frame, although it's opened up for her to lay. Same with this. So this is opened up, which is another indication of queen right. If they are clearing out space for egg laying that might have had nectar, might have had, you know, pollen or something, if they're clearing up space on the edge of the brood frame for mama to lay, that's another good sign. Let's see, I see a little bit of jelly up in the top section here. I don't know that I see any eggs. There may maybe some in there, but no, I don't think so. But see how open that is? That's a hive that is working to clear out laying room. Now this one has a brood in it, adult. Let me go to the edge, not adult, but larger larva. This could have been pre-introduction. These are old enough that they could have been before from the previous queen that I hurt. Look on the edges to see if I see any eggs. Some of those are tiny, tiny little C-shaped larvae. So they could have been laid on the 3 days ago, but they were not those. So that's what I think. I think this is an egg frame from the previous queen that I hurt. And they're now at that stage that if I were to graft, today would be graft day. Only 3.5 days later, and they're just, you know, hatching with that little pool of jelly in there. So that frame on the end looks like that's what that is. This is the frame that had the cage next to it. You can kind of see how the wax and a couple squished bees like drones and stuff were there when the frame got pushed in. This is how you can hurt bees. If there was a queen in there. All right, I don't see. There's a lot of bees kind of piled up here, but they usually don't, you know, we usually don't find a, sometimes if you got a runner, you can find a queen up there like that, but another cell, but it's just a cup, no egg. So there is no evidence yet of queenlessness with queen cells, and especially since they have larvae of the right age to make cells, they would be doing that. Solid brood frame that's going to make this hive healthy and strong even in the absence of another cup. Let's see what we have here. Nope, nothing there, just another cup. Our introduction frame, you can tell by the markings. All right, three more frames to go. Lots of jelly, probably from the previous queen's eggs. Some of these are probably 5-6 day old larvae, so that's from the previous queen. So all this brood is going to keep this hive working because they've got a lot of larva brood pheromone going on in this hive. I didn't see day old eggs in here. They look like there are 3 day old eggs there with puddles of jelly under them. I think this was the frame that had the fresh eggs I saw, maybe. Yeah. Fresh eggs on this one. Or eggs that have not hatched is what I should say. Perfectly laid center cell eggs. This whole frame is eggs. Now there is a chance that this, actually I don't think there is a chance. There's a chance those are eggs that were laid the day I pulled the queen out. And they are right now at 3 and they're gonna hatch today. But I think if that were the case, they would have started making queen cells because this hive has been without a queen for 3 days if they killed that queen if she came out. I know there was a queen in that release cage when I put her in there. She's just not there now. So if she'd gotten out and they killed her, then That is one scenario. And they will make a queen. And I'm just going to leave them be if I don't find her on this last frame. So I got eggs. I've got larvae. I've got everything the right age. I've got bees. They're perfectly capable of making their own queen again. This will just be a failed hive. Fresh drawn frame. So fresh, there's no eggs in it. Worker bees just out here on the edge of the brood nest working. Queen is probably in there on the hive, on the wall, and I just missed her, so I'm not going to shake the whole box looking for her. I found everything I need to see. Okay, well, I'm not looking very hard in this frame because she would only be on this frame if she was running from me. Could be on the wall. Possibility she was on this drone frame I pulled out, but I doubt it. Looking on the wall. Yeah. She's not out here. All right, ladies and gents. So, what would you put on the notes for this hive? Failed introduction is definitely going to be on it. Evidence of eggs. So I can sort of, I know today I saw eggs. So if I come back and there's capped queen cells or something like that, I can start to put two and two together and go, well, I know there were no queen cells, but there were eggs on this day. So I can sort of, you know, do my queen math to say, well, I know when those will hatch. I'm never using this again. This is my new plan. Queen excluder back on, because I believe it's queen right. Lots of bees gonna be hatching out in all that brood frame you saw. Oh, that doesn't go next. Super for the flow. When they get big enough and ready to store, they will do that. My screened inner cover that is made, covered with a bubble wrap and a hive lid. Ah, this note card is becoming a drama episode. 28th. Failed intro, maybe. I'm going to put question mark. And I'm going to say eggs, larva. And I don't even write no cells. All right, so now I know where that one is. I think it's fine. I just didn't see the queen. So next time I come in here, maybe I'll see an unmarked queen that they made, or maybe I'll see that blue queen. This is my lesson. I'm not using those wire things again, especially since I got a design. I may iterate on this again. You know, like some of the other designs I've had with my extension pole and my candle mold modified for my beeswax crayon, many of you have reached out. I'll put this on Thingiverse, and it'll be in the description of this, so you guys can print it out if you got a printer, or if somebody in your bee club has one, you're welcome to do it. If you want, and recognize, I'm going to continue to work on this. I might even design a little tether, because I do think you'll lose that, something that you can tie on or clip on. But if you want one of these and you don't have a printer and you just want to reach out and you want to pay for the shipping and, you know, a little bit of the material cost, you know, the material cost for me to do it, go to chuckshoneybees.com. I have a website with a form on there. I'm starting to push people to that for reaching me rather than emailing me or stuff like that. I will get back to you via email, but just kind of pointing everybody there for anything that I show you 3D printed that you're interested in. I don't know how to end videos like this, right? I feel, you know, I'm going to come out and show you just my face. I don't know what to do other than what I did. Talk you guys through it, show you what I saw, and explain what I think happened. But leave comments below if you think you know what happened and I did something wrong or missed something. I described everything I saw as I went through. And listen, I may have on my bee site that I'm a master beekeeper, but it is obvious I haven't mastered anything. I've gone through some courses and I've done some experience and I've done some mentorship and I've been doing this about 16 years. But man, I want to learn from you guys. So share with me what you think's going on inside this hive. It's been kind of a character this year. Have a great day, everybody. See you soon.